Anybody want to play a quiz? A Grease Man quiz? Now, you know we can't just have everybody screaming and yelling. I got to take somebody completely at random off the blower at 1-800-544-9294. So let me just take somebody here. Hi, I'm looking for lucidity for someone who possibly stands a snowball's chance in hell of doing a quiz. What do you think? Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
It's a little miss on the line here, okay? What's your first name? What do you do?
I'm calling the Grease Man.
This is the Grease Man show. I'm going to let you play the Grease Man quiz. What's your first name? What do you do?
I'm playing the Grease Man quiz?
Yes. Hang on a second. Let me put you on hold. I think I'll let that lady sit on hold because she's obviously a wonderful human being, but she's not really up to speed on air. When I do get you on, I got to ask you to turn your radio down because the delay will drive you nuts, 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 and that little autumn day will drive you nuts, nuts, nuts. All right. Try this person here. Hi, you want to play the quiz?
Yeah.
All right. What's your first name? What do you do?
My name is Doug, and I work in a convenience store in Baltimore.
All right, Doug. Boy, I'll tell you what, we get around here. Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. What do you do at the convenience store there, Doug?
Deal with the public.
Deal with the public. Drives you nuts, but at least we're together, you and me, huh?
Yes, sir.
Look at this. It's authentic Indian jewelry. Hey, Doug, huh? And a leather belt. Yes, you can tell this was not printed up in the days of political correctness. Now we call it Native American jewelry with a Native American belt. Yes, you'll be a yippee-tai-yay, a regular Chippewa off the old block with Indian jewelry. If, of course, you solve the quiz question, which is, why did they call the gigolo Maxwell?
Max was very well.
I'm sorry?
Because Max was very well.
Max was very well. Judges? No. Why did they call the Jigwell Max? Because he was good to the last drop. Jigwell Max, no, he didn't know it. Did you hear him blow it? Yes, he is a wacky guy. Oh, he didn't even try it because he knew I wouldn't buy it. Hey, we got a great consolation prize. I think you'll take a pass on the Native American jewelry because I got a genuine Harley Davidson jacket. Are you with me on this, Dougie? This thing is incredible. I mean, this thing is so nice. Where's your convenience store? Is it in a safe place? I wouldn't wear this to work. It's so nice. We're liable to find you with three bullets in you in a ditch somewhere, and your jacket's missing.
It's a very good neighborhood.
Okay, good, because this is a hell of a jacket. And don't forget to watch Harley Davidson, the American motorcycle. That's going to be on this coming Monday night, 8:05 p.m. on TBS. You watch it, and you could win your very own hog.
Yeah.
Your own hog. Hang on a second, Doug. Let me put you on hold a second. He's on line two, and we'll get the details. Do we have any more jackets we can give away later on in the week? Rest of the week, I think I got him. Okay, great. Bravo, Lingus, and congratulations from everybody here at Quiz Central. That is a very nice consolation prize indeed. I'd almost be tempted to throw the quiz just so I could have the jacket. Unless, of course, it was a suitcase full of diamonds, in which case I'd have to pass on the jacket. All right, my number is 1-800-544-9294. Stand by, there will be more of the Grease Man Show.